Will and Grace fans, we are so happy to be back. Stay tuned. A very special blonde comedian joins in tonight.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The one that got away. There's always one that gets away, right, Maite?
Oh, look at these vocals. There is always one
always.
Goes, that and, gets
and,
away.
And who knew Karen had this voice inside of her?
Who knew?
I know, yeah. Right? Will and Grace fans, we are so happy to be back. We hope you guys all had a great holiday season. It's January 31st. We are ready to go. Woo-hoo! I'm Louisa Shar, and I am joined by the wonderful...
Hey, guys. It's Maite Carrillo.
And Crystal is actually sick at home tonight, but we miss you, and we'll see you next week. Tonight's episode was so, like, it was heartwarming. A lot of small little details that, you know, I think we missed from previous season mm-hmm. that we'll discuss about.
Yeah.
But before we dig in, I do want to say we have a fun news and gossip section for you guys and some news and everything. So let's get into it. Okay, overall thoughts.
Okay. I felt like this episode had a little bit of everything mm-hmm. with every single character. But I have to say the one that really, really got to me was Karen and... Her, who knew that she had these vocals?
Oh
was
my
that
gosh.
Really her singing?
I think it was.
It sounded like
and
her.
And Twitter even linked it and said, if you want to see the full performance, go on YouTube.
Oh, I'm totally mm-hmm. going
to
go
so
on
you
YouTube.
You guys have to go on YouTube.
I got the chills as soon as she was performing. I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
The lyrics, Judy Garland. Like, I mean, it's just
old
memorable.
Hollywood, classic. Yeah. And the thing is, it's because her voice was so, like... deep mm-hmm. and just middle ground versus how it's like always high pitched.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh my God.
I felt it though. And I felt like this was a great way to portray the ending of that chapter in her life.
The divorce.
Yeah. And then when she was walking out, I mean, of course she was high. She was like under
oh
the
my
influence.
God.
All of them
with
pretty
the hot
much were.
Tog.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was just the perfect ending to her
perfect.
Story and closing that chapter mm-hmm. in her life.
But before we dig more about
yes.
that, let's talk about Will and Jack and how Jack presented his ring and basically ending the era of a friendship, you think? Or it's going to get deeper after he does get married? Because that's the vibe I got. You know, they were at his house hanging out and everything. He brings out the ring and Will looks
yeah.
at it, says soulmate.
I know.
And then
it's
I
so
think,
cute.
And then, oh my God, he drinks milk.
Oh,
which,
the chocolate milk?
Yeah, which
yeah.
is probably like a brownie milk or something like that. Because they were, I don't even
you
know.
You mean like an
term.
Edible milk?
You guys, this is so bad. I don't even know that's a term. But
well, they say that they laced up the students. First off, Will having these students
what
over for a study
that
session.
That was so weird.
Who does that?
Who does that now? At the house?
You know, when I was in college, I had this, my accounting professor, and she was so invested. She would give us her phone number, but never say, come on over. Isn't that weird?
In today's, you know, scheme of things, I just think that's a bit weird. Because,
yeah.
like, you know, there's after-school programs, there's libraries, unless it's, like, a one-on-one tutor. I had a math tutor, God bless her soul, because math was not my forte.
But, poor tutor.
You know, yeah, yeah. that you would go. But this was, like, it was Will and five kids with chocolate milk, which was, they hallucinated after, because it was, like, you know, infused.
Right. That whole, yeah, I think the whole interaction between them was a hallucination and the butterflies, everything.
But yeah,
but going back to your initial question, you know, it's always crazy because don't you think that when a really like a best friend or close friend of yours starts a relationship with someone, they kind of start detaching themselves from you? But I don't think that's going to happen because they've already been a couple. Jack
yeah,
and him have been a couple. So it's
yeah.
like not.
I know, but sometimes former feelings might come back where it's like, damn, am I making the right decision right now by letting
oh,
this
that's
person
what you think?
Go? Kind of. I feel like
is
they
that
have
the
this
vibe.
I think they have this moment where it's like, you know what? Like maybe Jack is the one or maybe Will is the one, you know?
No.
You don't think that at all?
No, I don't think so. I think they've both established that they're really, really great friends. And the way that Jack and Will kind of set the tone for that, I think that that's pretty much
I think
the done deal.
Yeah, but I think it's just the fear of Jack, cause, of Will, because he did ask Jack. He said, you know, you do promise to be in my life forever.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, because I think he's scared of loneliness as well. You know, even though they're neighbors, he's going to move away eventually and all of that. But that's why it was so important, that scene, just to show that, you know, they didn't have to be sober to really speak the truth to each other.
Yeah.
To be very comfortable, if that makes sense.
They both make really funny, funny people. Oh my God. I would definitely want to get high with them and, and just be part of that element because they were just hysterically funny.
But yeah, I just felt like it was a time where they're gonna need each other more. And I think Jack even said that after I get married, I'm probably gonna need you more, or vice versa. You don't just forget someone because you get wifed up or in a relationship.
It's crazy too, because as friendships and what, knowing that this is a show as well, it's like your friendships evolve over time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy how you can also see it with these characters that they're playing, because they're evolving and every single one of them has something going on. Even if one of them doesn't, it's like they just don't want to leave the other person behind.
And it shows the steps from like A to B to C, like where they were and now where they are. And that's why we connect with it too, especially as women now. We see how we evolve and we see it in Grace and Will and everything. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
Do you think we'll be introduced to a significant other for Will?
I think so.
Next episode, you think?
Hopefully. Yeah, because especially now that kind of, you know, Jack is getting situated. They're going to want to show Will and his personal life besides tutoring kids at home.
Oh, my God. Imagine when they give Jack's wedding.
Oh, my God. That's going to be amazing.
I think that's going to be crazy. That's going to take up one whole episode.
Probably two.
You think
they'll probably do two episodes.
Yeah.
You know, they'll slice it in half.
Oh, God. I want to be at that wedding.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
We should go to a live taping of that.
Of the wedding. Because me and my Ted did go to a live taping.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I love it. That was such a great time.
But before we talk about our next topic, I know Maite has some good news to share.
Hey, guys. As always, we appreciate you guys tuning in to our after show and to many other after shows here at AfterBuzz. We just want to say thank you for subscribing to our channel. If you haven't, please subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. We're on iTunes, on Spotify. iTunes, give us 5 stars. Leave us a comment. We read all of your comments. And if you do, we'll definitely shout you out next week. So be sure to do that, because we appreciate the support. Mm-hmm. And we're always on Twitter as well, and we love to continue the conversation. We've learned and we've grown so much here at AfterBuzz, so we appreciate any type of support that you can give us. Be sure to give us a shout out as well. Thank you guys so much for being a part of AfterBuzz TV, which is the ESPN of TV talk.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for subscribing and liking and commenting. We are a buffet for TV.
Yeah.
Anything you like, we have a variety of everything. Okay, so my favorite topic, I think, of the night is Chelsea Handler.
Oh, yeah.
So Chelsea Handler is Grace's client. Right, so we see that scene where she walks in, and then we have Grace's sister, Janet.
Yeah.
And is this the first time we're seeing her?
This season, yes.
Okay, and I just feel like, you know, they introduced it in such a way where they're not that good as siblings. Like, did you get that vibe too? Where it's like it was hard for them to really talk about things.
Yeah, well, Grace didn't want her staying with her over at her place, I think she mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird.
And then Janet talked about how she's getting a divorce because the husband's cheating on her.
Yeah.
And all of that. And then Chelsea walks in, which was so hilarious. How do you like her seeing in this acting light? Were you a fan of her show on E? I was such a fan of her
show. I was a fan of her show.
Oh, my God. Chelsea, I love you.
She brings something definitely a little bit special. I think the role that she played was something that I wouldn't have expected her to play, just because all of a sudden she was a lesbian and she was so into Grace's sister, and just the way that she initiated that conversation. She's like, are you a lesbian? And the sister was like, no, are you a lesbian? Like, she kept on asking her the same question
until she changed her mind. Until she's like, maybe I am.
Yeah, she's like, maybe I am. And I don't know, I think that the entire role that she played was definitely something that
that's why I like Will and Grace. They bring such powerful, cool people on the show. You know, like Chelsea was like the OG late night panel. You know, with Ross Matthews and all these cool people.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like years ago, and look at her now. But, you know, it's just, I feel like in this scene, it just showed how much of a bond that Grace and Janet were missing.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I hope we see kind of more of Chelsea. I don't know if that's going to be continued.
I think it was just like a phase that Janet was going through.
Yeah.
Because the fact too that Grace, she had that conversation. She's like, I will support you
if you're a lesbian.
And then that whole comment that she made, she's like, well, she had this lyric, I guess.
Oh,
she,
playing me. She played me like a banjo.
Yeah, she played me like a banjo. We were like, what? Okay.
Well, that could have two meanings. That could mean either like she's a player. You know, she just, you know.
Oh, I was thinking that other
you
thing.
You thought, like, literally.
She played her literally like a thing.
Oh, my God. I get it now. Oh, my God.
That's what I thought of. Yeah. I think my mind. Oh, my God, you guys. My mind went to Thanks, Steph.
The fingers. Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's the first thing that I thought about.
Because I thought, like, you know, like, she probably did hit it. She hit it once, and that's it. That
girl,
so
no.
Right now, hit it once, I'm a guy.
Yeah, no, that's not what I got. But I thought that, you know, the fact that she was saying that she was so supportive of her, if that's the route that she wanted to take. Yeah. I mean, it's just a side of Grace that I love.
I love how she said, now you ruined Mumford and Sons for me. Oh, yeah. I love that band, by the way. But, you know, they did have a special moment that Grace said, look, your sister's going to need a lot of support in her life. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be there for her. Mm-hmm. And I think this just showed that this, you know, it will bring them together in the future. Because there was that disconnect, you know, as siblings.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like as siblings do you, I have a sibling and there's sometimes that disconnect, but at the end of the day you just come together. Family is family. Blood is blood.
Yeah. You can be so different though, right? It's like, how are you even related sometimes?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's what it showed. But they actually looked alike too, right? The hair.
They had the curly hair.
Yeah, and everything. But I just feel like, again, with Grace, I feel like she tries to be that special woman in everyone's life. And she probably forgets sometimes, family members sometimes. So I think it's good that this happened. And I think it's good that Janet had fun with Chelsea because she's going through this rough patch, you know, in her divorce.
Yeah.
Especially with the urine comment when she's like, what color does your pee have to be?
Oh, yeah. That's actually a legit question.
And it's like, that's a legit question.
Yes.
So.
That means, girl, you got to start drinking that water.
Oh, my
water.
God. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Hydrate yourself.
Yes. But, you know, speaking of hydration and liquids, we see Karen, you know, walking down the street, grabbing a hot dog, right? And then...
because she drank the chocolate milk.
Yes, yeah. Right? So she was, you know, high or whatever they were on. Mm-hmm. And I just love how this episode has so many butterflies. You know?
Oh, God. The animations on this episode were really good.
We don't see it a lot. Like, when Jack wrote Soulmate and it showed, like, in, like a neon green.
Yeah.
Like, how Instagram has that filter thing when you can write it. So pretty.
Girl, you're the queen of IG. Of course you know that.
Because I just hit 10K. Please.
What? Round of applause.
It's a hustle. Consistency.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. But I want to say... okay, so... so Karen had a hot dog, and then ironically it turned into a microphone. She goes into the bar.
She grabbed that wiener, yeah.
That mic tag!
What is going on with me today?
I love it. This is why I love it.
No. Okay, yeah.
She grabbed the wiener and the microphone, and then she gave us this amazing performance.
Oh, God.
You know, like, and it even said, you know, Karen Walker's kind of like, or Stanley Walker, Mrs. Stanley Walker's final performance. So this is the end. Like, this is a divorce. It's happening. But what do you think about that? The divorce, the performance, because that was the symbol, like, the one that got away.
Exactly. I think it was very deep. I think it ended the way that it should have ended for that chapter in her life. I felt like in the past episodes, she would talk about it, and she'd give her friends an update on her divorce, and if she should take them back, if she should believe in love again. Remember when we watched that episode?
Yep.
And I just feel like now she can move on. And it's great because I feel like in the next episodes, we'll be able to see her... flourish, go out on dates. Yeah, I know we had that conversation on probably sometime last year about her going out and dating.
Yeah, having fun.
And I was a little bit opposed to that, but now I'm excited. Now I'm like, okay, I want to see her go out and date and do her thing.
And I mean, that's what I love about Karen. Even though she can be serious at times, but I think now we're going to see her bloom. Yeah. And I love how... she went before leaving the office to go to the lawyer, she goes like, wish me money.
Oh, yeah. Only Karen would say that.
And then Will's like, you got Vermont. Like,
oh, yeah, 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 she got Vermont.
Like, I love it how it's all about money and power for her.
It was crazy, too, because when Will was handing her the paper, she's like, so this is it? I just sign it and that's all? Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is really real. This is when it starts getting real for her.
And I think, Grace was even, like, stunned. Like, you don't care at all. Like, you're just signing away your chapter of your life. Like, this is done. And, like, she was kind of heartless. I think because she's been through so much, you know, with the affair and stuff. And it's a good time for her to show that, you know what, I'm, you know, mid-50s, 60s, whatever that I am, I'm beautiful, I'm sexy, and I'm a newly divorced woman. Let me date and have fun. But, yeah, I'm excited for Karen. And that final performance showed me that it's the end.
Yeah. What do you think Karen is going to be up to next?
You know, I really think she's going to take some time on her own.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You don't think she's going to jump right into dating?
No. I think Karen is somewhat of a lone wolf. I think she's always been lonely at heart. Even though she had Stan, I don't think they were very connected. I think she had her circle with Will, you know, Grace and Jack. So I feel like they're just going to have some fun, friendly outings and then eventually meet someone. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Someone else is going to get introduced.
I know. Imagine.
Yeah, I just hope Grace stays with her boyfriend.
Our guy?
Yes.
Oh, my God, what was his name? From I know.
Yes.
Noah. I always want to say Ross because he's from Friends, obviously.
I was trying to remember his character name.
Noah.
Not Ross.
But, okay, now, so we talked about, well, Noah and Deborah and all of that, but the thing about this show right now is everyone's trying to have their significant other, and that's what I like. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's trying to, like, have fun and trying to, like, work on their personal life and all that, but... Yeah.
It's definitely crazy to see how much they've evolved.
It's crazy, and sometimes hard to keep up, you guys. So if we miss anything, if we say something that does not sound accurate, you know, chat us, comment us, let us know, because we are just, you know, happy fans like you guys.
Yeah. I hope this is a lesson, too, for Will to not have students over at his place. Mm-hmm.
So weird. I know. And the thing is, since we did see a taping, you and me, which was set into the future, that taping had something to do with him teaching and stuff, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
But he was back at the classroom.
Yeah, like,
he was
why actually are they teaching at your house? I know. So weird.
I cannot wait. I can't wait until they show the episode that Lisa and I went to the live taping.
Such a great episode.
Every single time we're about to watch this episode, I'm like, oh my God, is this it? Like...
They're really dragging it out.
They really are.
They plan everything so in advance.
I'm thinking maybe like in the next 3-4 weeks.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Get it together, you guys.
Okay, so we know our special segment is when we basically, you know, pick out our favorite lines, our quotes, anything that really stands out to us. So we always try to write a few down. So Maite, which ones were your favorite?
These are two very dirty ones too.
Yeah, mine are all dirty, so don't even worry.
Okay, this was when Jack was having a conversation with Will and he said, you gotta be no, this was Karen having a conversation with Will, and Jack was sitting on the couch and he said, Will said, you gotta be struggling by how hard this is.
Oh my God.
And Jack said, oh yeah, I have that on a t-shirt. So it's like, amazing. Yeah, that was really funny.
Love it.
And then another one he added was like, we finish each other's penises. Yeah, can we say that? Yeah.
Oh, well. I think we can.
Yes. And he's like, I have that on a shirt as well, too. That was really funny. I think Jack was really on it today.
I love it.
Those are my favorite, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is... Okay, so when Grace is saying bye to Karen when she walks out the door about the divorce, and she's like, well, I'm here if you ever change your personality.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
And then, okay, this is when... Jack has his ring and puts it on and tells Will, this is the first ring I ever wore on my finger.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
But deliciously good.
Yeah.
The writers, we've said it enough. They're just perfection. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, my God. I have so many. So when Deborah, why do I keep saying Deborah today, you guys?
when you Grace, have Deborah messing in your head. Yeah, her name. I was on it's her Instagram. Okay. As Will and Grace fans, we all understand and we get it.
I was on her Insta snooping for tonight's episode. That's why. Sorry. So when Grace said something about why is anyone so excited about their sister having sex?
Oh, no,
unless you're Angelina Jolie's brother.
Yeah,
which is so true.
Can I just say, you guys, as soon as this little segment was aired, Luisa said it out loud. Oh my God, you guys, this is so true.
It's true because ever since I've known them, like as a kid growing up, watching them together and stuff, they have this really ironic bond together, mm-hmm. holding hands, kissing. Mm-hmm. Like, you really make out with your brother? Like, that's just so weird.
Gross.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love you, Angelina Jolie. I'm just saying, it was just fun. Like, it's funny how the crew and the writers, they just get everything to the T.
They're so into pop culture.
I love it. Okay, my one more line that I just have to say.
Oh, do you have one more? I have one here.
Say it.
It was just the last ending, which was the final sentence. Yeah. Goodbye, Mrs. Stanley Walker.
Aww. Yeah. Mine is when Jack said, is this when we were chocolate milking? And then also, I'll be there for you, Will, during your weight fluctuations.
Oh, yes. That was sweet. Amazing. I feel like that was an actual wedding ceremony taking place.
So beautiful. Yes. I didn't be my friend forever, you know? Yeah, but
if only.
But okay, now on to our news and gossip, you guys. Woo-hoo! So last weekend was the SAG Awards, and our amazing Megan Mullally hosted. Mm-hmm. Look how beautiful she looks.
She looked amazing on the red carpet and with this red dress.
Gorgeous.
Too.
And you know, guess who made an appearance? Smithy.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I believe handed over a drink, and they had this really cute Will and Grace moment, which I love. Mm-hmm. But what we want to share is we read an article, actually. Yeah. I will pull that up right now, about how when Megan was getting ready to pick out outfits as a host, she mentioned that none of the designers ever sent her anything. So, you know, she's like, you guys, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to, you know, everyone's going to be, you know, this is going to be live. Mm-hmm. But I guess she's not one of those celebrities that fashion designers want to send her stuff. Right. So she ended up buying herself an Alexander McQueen gun. But the wonderful Christian
Siriano,
yes, mm-hmm. saw the Instagram post and offered to dress her up.
Yeah,
which is so amazing because he does that, especially with Project Runway. His whole brand is like giving people that don't have that typical model look a chance.
Size zero, yeah.
But what did you think about that? That he did that, he reached out to her, and all of that.
Yeah, I think she tweeted it out, and I think it's great that he's so into artists,
mm-hmm. creatives,
yeah. Yeah, and everything. And he's so into his social media to reply right away mm-hmm. to all of these things, because this is not the first time that this has happened.
It's so smart.
So he's always so spot on, and he's willing and able to do it. Mm-hmm. Another thing too is that she wore Alexander McQueen, but before that she said that Alexander McQueen had actually sent her mm-hmm. a few samples, and she's like, no, this is not going to fit. So she purchased her own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she purchased her own gown, her own shoes, her purse, everything, her jewelry, everything. It's basically her own, and she owns it from her closet.
And she even mentioned that the person to help her style was Will and Grace's stylist. Yeah, so it's like a little family. She's mm-hmm. like, you guys, if you guys are not going to send me stuff, I got my Will and Grace stylist, you know?
I hope this changes, honestly.
It does.
It's like these brands just have to get in with what's happening
of
right now
course.
And be open to having anybody pretty much wear their stuff.
And Megan's so gorgeous, but think about mm-hmm. the branding that it will be for, you know, that company. If you send like a Gucci dress or a Valentino dress and she's wearing it to, you know, she's hosting the SAG Awards, like that's global.
She literally said, and as she reached out to these designers, I am hosting the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
There's 100% chance your gown will be seen by millions of people, and they still said no.
And that's just so sad as a celebrity that she has to probably do that. And but that's what I love about her. She's so humble. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, I don't care if I have to buy my own stuff, but hey, you guys, wake up.
Exactly.
You know, why, just because I'm not a specific look or size. I mean, I don't get it. She's just as beautiful as any other actress out there, you know? But, yeah, and then she went to Instagram again and thanked Christian and said, thank you so much.
That's
and,
nice.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see her walking some of his stuff.
Did she say if she would ever walk any of his stuff?
No, the article said that maybe for future carpets she might.
I feel like she will. She'll definitely wear a Christian Siriano dress. Yeah.
Did you watch the SAG Awards?
I did. Yeah. I watched them mainly because I knew that she would be hosting
them. I tagged you on Instagram.
Yes,
I tagged you and Crystal. Yeah.
And I was watching them, and I watched her full monologue in the beginning.
So great. She's like a very not a dry host. She's very humorous, but you have to understand her to understand her humor. That's what I love about her.
Yeah.
Because we know her as Karen Walker. We understand what she brought to the table.
Yeah. Low-key, I was really hoping that she would walk in as Karen.
As Karen. Yeah. I wanted that, but we're like, hey, you guys, where's my martini?
Yes. You know? I kind of wanted that.
But
she did a great job.
I mean,
props to her.
We love you.
You guys, hosting is not easy, especially when you're in front of millions of people.
Oh my gosh.
I give her so much credit for even pulling through and not throwing up in the middle of the stage.
You guys, live hosting is a whole different beast, and the people who do it are just born to do it.
That is a great word. It's a beast.
It's a whole different beast. People think you really have to be so good on your feet. I'm telling you, you have to take improv classes or something for live hosting. Either you have it or you don't. It's in your mind. It's like boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. It's just so natural and everything, you know?
Oh, we're so natural.
Well, you know, live hosting is just amazing. But, gosh. And then one more thing about SAG I have to say. I always remember when Sean won for one of the awards. Oh, my God. His last name. Do you see him forgetting?
Who?
Oh, my God. Jack. When Jack had won a SAG award a few years ago.
Sean Hayes.
And he said something like, you know, a few months ago, I couldn't pay anyone's rent, but now I can pay all of yours.
Oh, this
was a few years ago when they won the SAG.
That's so cool.
I can go on forever about Will and Grace.
Aww.
Yeah, but okay, so now let's get into some predictions before our time is up, you guys.
Okay.
Predictions. Mm. I'm all over the place today. I'm like,
that's okay.
So much coffee. I'm like,
I need to get on your level.
Girl. Predictions. What's happening?
Oh my gosh. I think Grace will definitely continue her relationship with Noah, and I'm hoping to see a little bit of that. I think Jack will probably get cold feet.
Ooh.
Yes, probably get cold feet before taking that step.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he will.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping not, right? Uh-huh. But I feel, knowing how much his character has evolved and how this is such a huge deal for him and he's really never taken anything that serious before, that it could be kind of tough.
And that's the thing, like, to add on that, I feel the same. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's no way Jack's gonna get married.
Maybe an old fling is gonna come. I don't know.
I feel like there's something
that makes him second guess. I don't know.
Or maybe when Will has someone, Jack's gonna get jealous or something.
I
feel like these two are always gonna just come together again. You know, the foursome will always be like that. You know, Karen will be Karen, and then, you know, Grace will be dating someone as usual.
Yeah.
You know, I just, the family, the foursome.
The foursome.
But yeah, and I see someone special for Will. So let's see what happens. And I see him really just continuing his teaching career.
Yeah.
And really liking it. I think he has a lot of passion for it.
I think he's definitely in his element.
Yeah, and I just remember the episode that we watched. You're right. Wait. Talking about the teaching and stuff. They had that scene in the classroom. Okay.
Yeah. So he's still teaching.
Yeah, and then a surprise appearance was in there. Remember? We don't want to give it away, but someone from Karen's life. How amazing was that girl?
Remember that scene? Yes.
Okay, you guys, we don't want to give so much away. No. So we are going to wrap this up. Maite, where can everyone find you on Instagram?
Hey, guys, you can find me everywhere on all social media platforms at This Is Maite.
And you all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. And I'm also on the Informer After Show Tuesday nights, I believe, at 7 p.m. next week. Is the season finale, Informer on Amazon. Such a great show.
Ooh, I have to watch
Informer, yes. And that's it, you guys. We will all see you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.